Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Numbers 1236 to 1300. M.R. Number 1286, Palmer and the Food Business in the South. Written January 12, 1904, from Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, to George I. Butler. I have received and read your letter of January 1st and will now try to answer it. I cannot advise you to keep anyone on the board of the Publishing Association who does not fill that position faithfully and with consecrated ability. Those who are placed in positions of trust in God's work must be as true as steel to principle, honoring their position. Those who are on the ground will know best what should be done in the case to which you refer. I have feared that Brother Palmer would not be successful in his business enterprises. You will remember, perhaps, that when I was leaving Nashville, he was there, and he asked me in regard to the food business. I told him that if this business were entered into for self-profit, it would not have God's commendation. He said, "That settles the matter for me. I will keep out of the food business." Brother Palmer should not enter into large business enterprises, for he is too free with money, and he will always be worsted. I did not expect the Dixie Food Company to prove a success, and I did not want Edson to have any part in it whatever. I feel very, very sorry for Brother Palmer. If he has done wrong in any way, try to help him for Christ's sake. Save him if you can. I hope and pray that he will come out of this experience without losing his hold on God. The light given me regarding him is that his greatest danger is in uniting with worldly men and thus losing his interest in the truth. I have a letter written to him that I must send him. Is it not your duty to take up the case of the man who says that Brother Palmer has wronged him and see that justice is done him? Brother Palmer has excellent abilities. When he is sanctified, body, soul, and spirit, God can use him. But when he loses his hold on God, his natural tendencies to wrong take control, and he deals unjustly. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 6, 1987. Entire letter.